This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. They can be fiery and emotional. They can reveal a lot about a political candidate, including how he or she acts under pressure. We're talking about debates, and it's become an issue in the Alabama governor's race. Republican Governor Kay Ivey has refused to debate her Democratic opponent, Walt Maddox. Ivey says no one but her opponent and the media even cares. She says voters can judge her on her record in office. So what about that? Do voters care when there are no debates? I went looking for some answers. At O'Henry's Coffee in Homewood, the grind of the campaign is not on the minds of folks chatting with friends or tapping on laptops. Of the 16 people I spoke with on a recent weekday afternoon, only five even knew about Ivy's refusal to debate. Homewood resident Julie Stutzman hadn't heard about it, although with her three-week-old son at her side, she's been, shall we say, a little preoccupied. She echoes a common theme in the room.
I would be skeptical of any candidate because I would want to know, well, why are you not willing to express what you stand for? How am I supposed to know if you really stand on your convictions?
Another woman says a candidate refusing to debate seems shady. A couple of people say they would think less of that person. Two men tell me it doesn't matter to them. One says he doesn't care about politics. The other says debates are just theater anyway. Joel Busby, also of Homewood, says Ivy's decision speaks to the current political atmosphere, with everyone clinging to their own tribes, unwilling to engage others.
It's not necessarily about doing things that support the common good in any way, and a lack of the desire to have a civil discourse, which is the kind of thing I think a democracy actually demands.
It's not unheard of for candidates, particularly incumbents, to avoid debates. In Mississippi's special Senate election this fall, two of the four candidates, including the incumbent, refused a debate. An NBC Marist poll last month found almost 60% of Mississippians would view a candidate who refused a debate unfavorably. Lehigh University political scientist Jennifer Jensen says debates are important to some voters, but most don't watch them. And debates don't hold the venerated place they once did in political life.
We have so many different media outlets today for candidates. That the controlled forum of debate doesn't have the cachet that it used to, and it doesn't have the significance.
Iowa State University political science professor David Anderson says in the end, debates don't move results much, just 2 to 4 points.
Which in a competitive election can mean a lot. But in a state like Alabama, where presumably the incumbent Republican is probably double digits ahead of their opponent, it's not that important.
Alabama has now had two gubernatorial elections in which the Republican incumbent has refused to debate his or her opponent. Anderson says that could set a new normal.
Suddenly, gubernatorial debates become something unusual that people don't remember, they haven't seen in a long time, and suddenly debates may just fall off the radar completely.
Barbara Cadell is sad and disappointed with the lack of a debate. She's president of the Alabama League of Women Voters, which for years has championed candidate debates. The group canceled a gubernatorial forum after it received no response from Ivy's camp. Goodell says she believes the public does care.
I think that sometimes people get disengaged because they look around and don't see that candidates are addressing concerns that they are interested in. But I don't think they don't care.
Goodell says the league still educates residents through its online voter guide. As of a week before the election, Democrat Walt Maddox's answers to the group's issues survey was on the website. Republican Governor Kay Ivey still had not responded. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.